Many of us are familiar with the fact that there are restrictions on what we're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, with respect to Shabbos, the Shabbos is a day where we have to refrain from speaking about business dealings, and certain types of speech, which we assume also relates, according to many, relates to business dealings, although there is a strict opinion that we're supposed to restrict almost all types of talk on Shabbos, except Torah, tefillah, etc. But most of us, we assume we're going to restrict speech about our business dealings. So we're not supposed to calculate them, etc. However, although we try to avoid Devarim B'Telim, the Rama writes in Siman Shin Zayin, he says, "Uvnei Adam shesipur shumuos sedivei chidushim hu oneg lahem." But people tell stories, and these are things that are enjoyable to them. So then it's oneg Shabbos mutar l'sapram b'Shabbos kamo v'chol. Then you're allowed to speak these stories on Shabbos if it's enjoyable, sitting around the table, as long as it's not lashon hara. It should be permitted. The Rambam even writes, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, Cheshbonos she'ein bahem tzorech mutar l'chashvan. Certain calculations you should not be making based on business, or I'm trying to calculate how much money I owe in taxes. That's not important. That's not appropriate for Shabbos. That's included in Nimtso Cheftzecha. But the Rambam says, Ketzad kama so'in tevua hayalonu b'shana plonis. How much wheat did we have in this particular year? Kama dinarim hotzeinu b'chasunas b'neinu. Oh, you know, let's go over that. How much money we spent, $500,000 on our son's wedding. So kayotze be'elu, shehein sicha b'teila. That's just idle chatter. Shein b'hem tzorach klal. That's not included in cheshbonos, in making calculations related to money. That's prohibited. So it's interesting. On the one hand, according to the strict law, one is not violating mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber v'dover, speaking about money. Person says how much I paid for my new car, how much tuition did I pay for the last 10 years of yeshiva, etc. That a person can speak about on Shabbos. But to make particular calculations, we're not permitted to do so. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah quotes on the Magen Mishnah, that the Rambam is hinting to us the following. Although, technically speaking, this is not a violation of Mimtso Cheftzecha V'Daber Dover, speaking about business transactions, Diramaz Lano, but he's hinting to us, Sheyesh Limnoa Mize Mitzad Zicha B'Teila. But we should try to refrain from that if we can, not because this is a violation of Shabbos speaking about money, calculations of money, but because this is idle chatter for no reason, she'ein sicha b'telo royli reichet, your reichet should not be involved in idle chatter. If it's enjoyable, if we enjoy speaking about how much money we spent on yeshiva tuition, I can't imagine how enjoyable that is, that would be okay to speak about that. We would enjoy speaking about how much money we had to spend on a child's wedding. If that's enjoyable, we can speak about that. Otherwise, it may be best to avoid that. One thing we certainly should avoid, and Mr. Brewer quotes this as well, certainly something that's tzar related, something that's going to increase eza davar usur l'saper b'shabes eza davar shemitztayimo, something that causes me pain, that certainly should be avoided. So, yes, we're permitted to speak about money if we're just speaking about something that happened, as if just speaking about a story. This happened in the past, but I'm not making particular calculations. Things that cause sa'ar, no. Things that cause oneg, yes. But it's regular idle chatter, although technically permitted, something we should try to avoid. Wish everyone a good shot.